Great Moments in American History. This is the second part in our mini-series on U.S. history. This month, the California Gold Rush and the Civil War.
The California Gold Rush. In January 1848, a building crew on the American River near Sacramento, California, found a few nuggets of gold. Word got out, and in a short time, 500,000 people from all over the world migrated to California to get rich. Mines were created all over the area, starting the development of an industry that lasted for more than 100 years. A lot of gold was found, and many people became rich. However, most didn't. In fact, many people died. A typical miner spent 10 hours a day in ice-cold water digging for gold. Others died on their way to California, trying to cross the hot states on the journey from east to west. Sometimes there was no water for miles, and people died of thirst. Early capitalists sold water, sometimes for $100 a glass. By 1849, most of the easy gold was gone, but people kept coming. "Sure, my tongue's black. I haven't had a meal or glass of water for days, and my entire family is lying dead somewhere in Nevada," said one eager miner, "but I gotta get my gold."
The Civil War. During the 19th century, America had two political groups, those with business interests, who wanted a powerful government, and those who wanted stronger individual states. As the country expanded, the two groups fought to protect their interests. Very soon, there was a clash of cultures between the North and the South, and slavery became a deciding issue. Many of the Southern states were slave states, and their economy depended on slavery. But in the North, there was a legislation to abolish slavery. Escaped slaves who made it to the North were often considered free, while slaves who were captured in the South were usually returned to their owners. The spirit of rebellion was rising. Things came to a head in March 1861, when Abraham Lincoln was elected president. Immediately, South Carolina seceded from the Union in protest. Then, in February 1861, six other states joined it and the war began. The North, as Lincoln saw it, was fighting for democracy and freedom. The South felt that they should be able to organize their own lives, slaves included. In 1863, Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation, freeing slaves throughout the Union. In 1865, an amendment to the Constitution prohibited slavery. The war lasted for 4 years. There were more than 900,000 casualties, about 3% of the population, including approximately 600,000 soldier deaths, two-thirds by disease. By the end of the war, the slaves were free, and Lincoln had been assassinated.